The Greek parliament has met in Athens, and despite a fierce debate, it has approved the government's latest request for a bailout. The $59 billion loan request sent to the IMF and European lenders includes promises of more pension cuts and more tax hikes. Greece's leftist government, which swept into office in January, promised to end 5 years of austerity. Joanna Kakissis reports from Athens that Greeks who voted against austerity in last Sunday's referendum are feeling betrayed.
Former aid worker Dora Ikonomidou became an anti-austerity activist because she found the bailout programs drafted by bureaucrats in Brussels and at the International Monetary Fund unfairly targeted the poorest Greeks. She helped vote in the left-wing Syriza party because she believed its leaders would fight those policies.
I expected to be disappointed because you're always disappointed, but I didn't expect this. Of course, I knew that they would never be able to implement everything they said. But to have these botched negotiations, they completely underestimated what they were up against.
She says Syriza, which is now governing Greece, should have realized that Eurozone and IMF leaders would not budge. And when push came to shove, she says, Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras should have threatened to leave the euro. Instead, he called a last-minute referendum in which Greeks voted no to more austerity.
And 2 days later, the no becomes a yes. This is not okay. The party that was defending democracy, that people like me voted for because they were defending democracy, turns a no into a yes.
They could have cut high public sector salaries, she says. They could have taxed the church. They could have even cut their own wages. Now, she says, they are hitting the poor, the same thing previous governments did.
I feel completely betrayed. Because this is not what I signed up for when I voted for Syriza, and it's not what I signed up for when I voted no in the referendum.
Thousands of no voters rallied today outside parliament, calling for their government to respect their democratic vote. Even so, 20-year-old student Joanna Salas says she will still support the government.
I think that they were really pushed to do such things and that they didn't understand that we, that the people of Greece, is here with them and we are already, we are ready to do everything that we have to have our lives back.
But inside parliament, anti-austerity hardliners in the Syriza party were furious. Lawmaker Raquel Macri says she would not support the leadership. Personally, I won't allow you to find yet another reason to sacrifice this country and its citizens, she declared. And I won't let you do it with my vote. At a square in the Kalithea neighborhood in Athens, where nearly two-thirds of residents voted no, 65-year-old Nikos Karmakos says he's relieved the government capitulated.
If we didn't have an agreement, there goes Greece. We would have been isolated in Europe. And if living with austerity means living in Europe, then I will be patient and live with austerity.
Nearby, Thimios Tsoukis, a 78-year-old retired tailor, shakes his head. He might have his pension cut under the new austerity measures. The Prime Minister needs time, and I know he's really trying, Tsoukis says. This is a critical time, he says, and all Greeks need to rally around the government. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakissis in Athens.